Okay, so we're going further.
Masnissin the Lord of Elaz ben Yaakov. Mem Hayam and Aleph. Okay, it's like the eighth line or so. Seventh line. Masnissin the Lord of Elaz ben Yaakov. The Tanya, Rabbi Elaz ben Yaakov, Omer. So, Rabbi Elaz ben Yaakov says, Zekeinecha. Because remember, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah had a machlokas, whether you have three or five. Zekeinecha v'shoftach. Three or five judges from Seder HaShana Gadol. That's who went to measure. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Zekeinecha, Zu Sanhedrin. The first is Sanhedrin. Shoftetecha, your judges, Zemelech v'Kohen Gadol. Okay, that's the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Melech, Tuchsev, Melech, B'mishpat Yamar Aretz. King in just judgment stands up, upholds the earth. Kohen Gadol, Tuchsev, Vosel, Kohenim, Halvim, Ve'el HaShofet, Eshaiya. Come to the Kohen Halvim and to the Shofet, to the judges. It's funny how that means the Kohen Gadol is the Shofet, whatever. So that's what he's learning, okay? So he says he includes in this not only three, five, whatever, but Sanhedrin and Kohen Gadol and Melech. Okay. So that's where Rashi says Masnis in the second line, the Lokatani Melech, the Kohen Gadol, the Lokatani Yaakov, the Mishnah saying the other Melech, the Kohen Gadol. Right? Okay. Fine. And then you see for a little further, by Lu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, who did Pligel Sanhedre, Ikerbiro, Ikerab Shimon, Svirale. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argue about Melech and Kohen Gadol? He demands also Melech and Kohen Gadol. But by the Sanhedrin, he holds like a Yehuda or a Shemon, three or five. O Dilma, the Sanhedrin, Nami, Pligia, do you call the Sanhedrin? When he says Sanhedrin, he means Mamish, the whole thing. Okay? He means the whole thing. Okay. So that's a Gemara as a Kasha. Okay? Different. So basically, I don't think they might resolve that one. Okay, the Gemara keeps going, tries to resolve it, but it doesn't. I'm pretty sure that's how it ends up. It doesn't really resolve it. Okay, fine. So, question is what? This is, yeah. The question is, so what's the machlokas? Is this video on or no?
What was it?
Is the video on or no?
No, it's just.
Oh, the sound. Yeah, okay. So the question is, what's the machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who demands the Melech and Kohen Gadol as well? versus together with Sanhedrin, whether the whatever, with the Sanhedrin, keep that vague for now. Or do the versus everyone else who says, no, you just need judges. Three or five judges. Right? Okay, and then afterwards we'll take up whether they're demanding all of them or not. You know, whether they demand the whole Sanhedrin or not. But that's, I think, further detail. On the surface, it sounds like wild a little bit, right? I mean, right, what are you getting? Well, I think, like, I don't. And it just. It's a pretty big difference. I mean, it's a huge machlokas, right? I mean, do we have three or five judges, or do we also need the king and the king of Israel and the Kohen Gadol? Right? I mean, practically speaking, I'm saying it's no small deal to bring out the king and the Kohen Gadol. You know, I mean, this could be anywhere in the city, whatever. Right? Okay. So I'm thinking very similar to Leonis was thinking, and I hear Yehuda has a little bit of a gripe with it, which is also a you know, a good point. So I'm gonna say it in the way Yonah's saying it, but then I'll try to pacify it on that way of thinking also. Okay, but first I'm just gonna give the full form. So okay, what we've been doing so far, it seems to have been pointing basically every svar we've said so far in the sugya, except for the Lashon HaKodesh stuff, is that there's an idea in Egla Rufa that this the Sias Egla Rufa should be enforced. Okay, I'm not saying that it's an action of Pearson. Okay, because I don't know that that's the case. I mean, Ner Chanukah is an action of Pearson, that's what you're doing. But here, there's a property that it should, there's an idea of Medida. The Medida should be Meforsam. The whole Seder of Egla Rufa should be Meforsam. And that's initiated, the Seder of Egla Rufa is initiated by the Medida, by the measuring, and that should be Meforsam, should be public, publicized. Right, and that's basically why. Because it can't really, Medida, as a mere practical matter, it can't be explained why you need highest judges of the country. Well, why not just take simply Zichni Ashok, take your surveyors? So that's kind of, we pointed to that idea. That the idea of demanding the highest judges, where it seems to be overkill, is the idea of enforcement. And then also the idea of why they have to measure it, even though it's very clear, because you want to to link the bringing of the Egel Arufa to the Ir HaKrova, to that city. And it should be manifest that that's the capacity in which they're acting, which is also part of the Pearson, that this thing should be, the whole what's going on here should be clear cut, should be well known. So if we see that, the idea of the Miyuchadim, and the way the Pearson took place, again, was through demanding the Miyuchadim. Right, that was the way so far. It took place through demanding that it's not just done by any Zakenim, but the Miyuchadim, means the select measurers, judges. And not only select, but the select of the select. Right? The highest judges. Not just judges, but not just the Kenecha, but Shoftecha. The highest judges, namely Sanjana Gadol. So Rabbi Rosman Yaakov is taking a step further. He says, if you want Miyuchadim, or if you want to take it further, if you want Pearson, right? I think Miyuchadim is like the what he actually, like what actually says, you know, the Miyuchadim. So he says, is that why stop there? The Miyuchadim, there are three types of Miyuchadim in Kal Yisrael. Okay, and then what are the three types? And I think it's a little bit of a connection which I'm drawing, but I think it's decent. Is Shol Shiksarim Nichtaru Yisrael. Kal Yisrael is crowned, the three crowns. This is in the Talmud Torah, Gimel Aleph. Three crowns that crown the Jewish nation. Okay, Keser Torah, Keser Kuhuna, Keser Malchus. Crown of Torah, the crown of Kuhuna, priesthood, and the crown of kingdom. King, right? Kingdom. Keser Kuhuna Zechav Aaron. Right, the Keser Kuhuna goes to Aaron and his kids. Keser Malchus Abachal David and his kids. Keser Torah, Munach Ba'omed Muchan Lakal. So it's open for anyone to come and take it. Okay? Anyone can come and take it. Okay, that's the Keser Torah, right? For a Talmud Torah. So the Kohen Gadol is the Miyuchad of the Miyuchad, and the Miyuchadim, Kisarim, our crowns. So that's the idea of Miyuchadim, distinguished. So distinguished people are the people wearing our crowns. That's the idea of the crowns were distinguished by certain characteristics, properties of Kal Yisrael. So there's Keser Torah, Keser Kohen is the Kohen Gadol, he's the highest, the Miyuchad of that Keser. Keser Malachos is the king. And Keser Torah is our judges, and Hashanah Gadol are the source of Hara. Right, that's those are the ones from whom the greatest Talmid Chacham are basically the Sanhedrin Gadol. Right, those are the ones who you have a din, you have a rib, and dam, you go to them. So they're the center of Torah. So that's the Keser Torah. They're the ones who embody the Torah, Talmud Torah. That's the best one. So the idea is, he's saying, is that if you want the Miyuchadim, so why limit yourself just to the Miyuchadim of Torah, of Hora, of Psak Din? There's Miyuchadim, there are other frameworks as well. Right? There's Miyuchadim in the framework of Kuhuna, there's Kohen Gadol is a Miyuchad. Sahai is Miyuchad, and the Melech. And there are different frameworks of Miyuchadim. So if you want to make this thing, that the Arifa should, the Edo and Medida, shouldn't just be a practical matter, but it should be accomplished by the Miyuchadim, so then you should really have all these guys. Right? Or going to the framework of Pearson, if you want the thing to be meforsam, and you want it to be public, so now why only engage one of these kesarim, one of these areas, the highest king, the highest judges, involve the king and the Kohen Gadol as well? I mean, he bases it on Pesukim, how he learns the Pesukim. I mean, we don't know how to be Dorish the Pesukim, but he's Dorish the Pesukim to show that that really the way the Torah made this thing meforsam, and it was through involving the Miyuchadim, all the Miyuchadim. Of again, the Miyuchadim, you see, that's the these are, so to speak, the three avenues, areas in which we have stand out, which are Keser, something which is supposed to be stand out, which is like as a model, as like it's kingly, and that's like a crown. So the thing is, take, if you want it to be public and you want to have Miyuchadim, so then go with all of them. See, that's what I think, is if you don't want to use the word Pearson, then I think you just stick with the Gemara actually says of Miyuchadim. You know, they have to be a Gavra of Miyuchadim. The Medida must be done by Miyuchadim. You know, Miyuchadim, Shebi Miyuchadim, I mean, that definitely, you know. I just think that Pearson is not such a stretch, and that's like, what's that's a good idea of what's the idea of involving Miyuchadim. Right, like I said, is if you'd ever have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and you have the president coming down together with all the Congress and whatever, I mean, you don't need, obviously you don't need the president to cut a ribbon. So obviously that's an idea of a pearsome, it's a publicity thing. You want to make this well known, and people follow the president and what he does, and therefore everyone knows, everyone comes when the president's there. So that's why I think it kind of points to having such a simple matter as measuring being done by such a, you know, basically everyone, all the important people in Klal Yisrael, the most important people in Klal Yisrael. So that's a magnet for the whole Klal, and it sets up publicity. Right? I mean, you don't have to have a halacha, everyone in Klal Yisrael has to be there. It kind of happens automatically by having the medida being done by them. You know, everyone knows about it. If you're not there, you know about it. It just becomes like a public thing. So again, I don't think this in Pearson is such a stretch. I hear the fact that it's not in the, it doesn't openly say it, but you know, there is such a halachic thing as Pearson and Forson, like you see when you're Hanukkah, and there it's explicit, and here it's, you know. So I'm going with it, but again, if at any point you don't like it, you could just substitute a lesser, you know, more of a definition without the, you know, the oomph behind it, just the mihada, which is fine also. I mean, that's, you know, fine, it just leaves you the question, what's like the mikhadim? So, you know, you could really replace any reason with that. I mean, you say, why mikhadim? Maybe it's not for Pearson, maybe it's because some other reason. Fine, so then we'll just, you know. Okay, fine. So that's the Rabbi Lazmanyaka's argument. So what's the counter argument? So I think the owner is saying it's good. Is the counter argument that on the surface he's right? If you want to have mikhadim, then there's more mikhadim than just the judges. So their response will be, yes, but what are you doing? What are you doing is you're judging, you're measuring, and you're determining, paskening, which city is the city which is closest, and which city is chayiv to bring the glarufa, right? So that's a function of Bezdin. Now I understand taking the highest Bezdin, those miyuchad Bezdin, but since it's an action of diyun, of judgment, so therefore you take miyuchadim within judgment. They're the ones who belong here. But they'll argue, just to bring in the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, what's the Kohen Gadol going to do? Is he going to wear his big dekuna and he's going to start doing avodah? Has nothing to do with avodah. And a Melech, although a Melech does do judgment, right? You'll say a Melech does judgment. It's true, a Melech does judge people. But a different kind of judgment. I don't know if you're aware of this, but a Melech basically where he, so to speak, picks up where halachic, he doesn't follow the halachic system. Like, he could just use judgment, justice. Like, the halachic system is a codified, systematic justice. And it's a great system, but at the same time, a system is, you know, has certain principles. Like, a guy is without Edom and Hasra, and there's a very rigorous halachic principle, and that's, for a system, you need that. The melech could simply do justice. If he determines the guy killed, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever evidence he has, and it's clear that he did, and even though there's no technical, you know, that like, his din is based, is not based upon the exact proper technicalities of the halachic system, but it's based upon just you know, just a assessment of his chachma. Okay, he's right. He does that, but Egla Rufa is not that. I mean, Egla Rufa is the halachic system. It's a halachic system based upon the medida, the measurement of the exact Yer HaKrova. I mean, that's not the framework. That's the framework of Sanhedrin, of Bezdin. So the saying is that the activity of medida, figuring out the closest city, and therefore halachically saying you're the city that has to bring it, is an activity which is relevant to the Bezdin HaGadol, to Sanhedrin, to Bezdin, to Psak. So the question is that but at the same time, the Torah wants to involve this in this activity, the phenomenon of miyuchadim and of pirsum. So how did the Torah do it? Did it take the stop at taking the miyuchadim of this activity, of the din? Or did it go beyond it and transcend it and involve all the miyuchadim? And look, practically they could also measure. It's not, there's nothing wrong with physically. I mean, it's not an activity they can't do. It's not like they're not capable of doing it. It's not, I mean, if it was an activity of the highest level abstracted, and so there's nothing to say Kohen Gadol is capable of doing that. I mean, Kohen Gadol doesn't necessarily have to be the greatest Kohen. But I mean, this activity is an activity which they could do. So the question is, in accomplishing this idea of Miuchadim and of Pearson, did it transcend the ordinary gavra of the nature of this activity and say, let's bring in everybody? Or do you say that it sufficed, it stopped, at it didn't go beyond the nature of this activity and what the activity dictates. Activity dictates din. Now, which din? Oh, the miyuchadim. But it didn't go beyond that. You know what I mean? If you want to make, let's say, some high-profile baseball games, so maybe you'll have you know, come out to throw the first pitch, you'll take, like, Sandy Koufax, or I don't know, take the greatest pitcher who's alive, who's 70 or whatever, you know? Take, yeah, Jewish, roughly Jewish, or take Roger Clemens, I don't know, whatever. You'll have the first pitch, you'll take the most famous guy, and, you know, you'll have Michael Jordan come out, and he'll take the first shot, I don't know, do the tip-off, I don't know, whatever it is. But then you could say, let's take the president, and then he'll do the first pitch. You know, what's the president doing with the first pitch? He's not a pitcher, he's nothing to do with pitching. Right? So what a high-profile baseball game is, take a pitcher, take a baseball player. Taking a president is like going outside of, how is that making a high-profile baseball game? So, but at the same time, you look physically, a president could throw the ball. Right? So that's what they do. But you can see things. If you want to make a high-profile baseball game, take a highest-profile pitcher. But don't take, what are you doing? Don't bring in someone who has no shaykhs, the whole framework of pitching. You know, so that's the question. Like, did the Torah do that in setting up the miyuchadim? Did it simply go for the most miyuchadim possible, and, you know, even went outside of the nature of who does the activity? It's an activity of dayanim, which is being done by kohanim, by kings, right? Or do you say, no, the Torah didn't do that? Is it, since it's an activity of dion, of judgment, so therefore it took the miyuchadim within the framework of din? There's like a balance here. There's opposite forces. There's one end, the force of going for the highest highest miyuchadim and the highest piyusim. On the other hand, there's the reality of the activity as an activity of din. Did the Torah go that far? You know, I don't know, go further than that. It's kind of like you can kind of hear it going either way. It was Yaakov held miyuchadim, maybe based on the limudim or whatever, but the chamda didn't go for it. He held miyuchadim, and the piyusim was relegated to within the framework in which you're in, and the gavras are within the framework of them. Yeah. Okay. So now we have one last thing, right? So now, okay, fine. With intervals of Yaakov, does he demand? Does he argue within Sanhedrin itself that you need the entire Sanhedrin, or he agrees that you only need 3 or 5? Right. Within his position. Okay, so maybe it just yields like this. Is that, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's position? Is that his name? Yeah. What's his position? Why is he involving the Malach and the Kohen Gadol? Is he saying that you must have the highest piyusim possible, or the miyuchadim must be the most miyuchadim, you know, full, all the miyuchadim, right? Or is it idea? No, he's not saying that. He's just saying is that since the miyuchadim come of three types, the three ksarim, only three types of miyuchadim, they must all be represented. And that's why he's not adding the Malach and Kohen Gadol. Is he like adding the Malach and Kohen Gadol because he says all you're doing is 3 to 5 da'anim? You can do more. You could have more miyuchadim than that. You could have more piyusim than that. Right? And that's is that his point? Or is his point, no, you're only representing one area of the Torah, but we have more ksarim, more miyuchadim to represent. So if he's saying, is you want to have the greatest miyuchadim possible, so then you'll say, is that why then, just like you're adding in the Malach and Gadol, you should add in all the Sanhedrin and Gadol. Why stop at 5? Right? In other words, the highest piyusim would be, and the greatest miyuchadim is to involve the entire Sanhedrin and Gadol. And I'd say, as you say, yes, to bring all the judges in the whole country, but I'd say, once you have Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's the greatest Sanhedrin. Anything else, there's nothing against them. I mean, they are the highest court. So it says, you have the greatest people in Chai Yisrael. You have the highest Sanhedrin, you have the Kohen Gadol, you have the Melech, the full, all the highest, you'd be the highest possible thing. Or do you say that, but if you say that, he's not saying the highest possible person, that's not his point. His point is just that the piyusim should and the miyuchadim should include all the different kesarim, the different units in Klal Yisrael, and therefore he's including the Malach and Kohen Gadol. But he's not changing the baseline of what the judges are. The judges are like 3 or 5 based on the previous thing. He's just including 2 more areas. He's not changing. He's not tampering with what already exists. But again, if the nature of his including those areas is because piyusim must be the highest possible, so then he's going to have to tamper, change around this thing also. Judges also. So I'd like to try to do tomorrow is this Griz in Rotzeach Shmias HaNefesh, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Okay, so it's one column. So it's pretty short. It's only Griz on Egel HaRufa. It's in, again, Egel HaRufa is in Rotzeach Shmias HaNefesh. Okay, if you know, it's always good to remember where these things are, but it's because right, it's murder and guarding life, so that's, that makes sense where it is. And Ratzel Shmias and Nefesh is in Nezikin, in the Rambam. Right? Like Nezikin is damages, so I guess killing is the highest damage. Okay, so it's in the Rambam. So this is the Grizz on Ratzel Shmias and Nefesh, correct Tassel Aleph. Okay, so I guess we can try to go through it and try to figure out. I'd like to do is define the Machlokas. I mean, you'll see, he basically sets up Machlokas. So it would be nice if we could define that.